Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Deltina Hayes here. Deltina's back. That's right. Deltina is a veteran web developer, publisher. She's a social media guru. She's and really puts her money where her mouth is, folks. She doesn't just talk about it. She's doing stuff about it to help people get their social media strategy developed and executed and successful. She's the author of a new book, The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web, which is something I've been talking to you about for a long time. And we've asked Deltina to join us to talk to us about your future with mobile computing. Deltina, hey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
And Deltina is also the new board chair of the Independent Publishers Association. I didn't say it right, did I?
Independent Book Publishers.
Book Publishers. How can I forget that? Independent Book Publishers Association. And congratulations on that, Deltina. I'm proud of you for taking that job on and that volunteer job, and we appreciate it very much. Deltina, I've been saying for a long time that mobile computing to small business owners, mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. And I think that it is, you know, evident in pretty much everything that's happening right now on the internet and on the devices that we use, as well as on the marketing approaches. If you look at, you know, any sort of marketing plan or ad campaign, you can't escape the word mobile.
Right. That's exactly right. And so there are a number of things that are happening along those lines. There are a number of things that are converging to make that happen. One of the things that I've been reporting on in the last few months is the fact that this year, the cost of making a smartphone is no more than the cost of making a dumb phone. So that means that very soon there won't be any more dumb phones. And that means everybody within a year, virtually everyone will have a smartphone. And what most of us have learned, Deltina, is once you get a smartphone and you start using it, you start liking it.
Yeah, that's true. You never go back. There really is no going back.
And I'll tell you something that's happened to me that I wasn't ready for, and it really shocks me that I've allowed this to happen. But I have a tablet. I have an iPad. I hardly ever pull it out anymore. Now that I've got a Galaxy S4, and I hardly ever pull my tablet out anymore because I've gotten used to the small screen. When I pretty much I do my business on my smartphone and my laptop.
Yeah, that's interesting because I'm the same way. I'm actually thinking about giving my iPad to my grandson.
Well, I don't read a lot of
e-games.
I don't read books in e-form a lot. If I'm probably going to be doing more of that, and at that point I'll probably go back to the iPad for books, but you know, the larger screen just for the books, just because I'm not a kid anymore. But anyway, that's another story. I just thought it was interesting that I didn't do it on purpose. It's just that so when you think about that, look at how even the dynamics within the mobile computing world are changing because of the small screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means, Deltina, that people have this power, this computing power in their hand or in their pocket, right? So it's always with them.
Yeah, that's right.
So talk to us about in your book, the Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. Talk to us about how small business owners should think about this.
Well, the very first thing they need to think about is their website. And one of the things that I talk about in the book is, you know, whether or not, you know, you think about your website and also about mobile apps and whether or not you even need a mobile app if you have an optimized website. Now, it's becoming easier and easier
when
now.
When you say optimized website, do you mean, is that another word for mobile site?
Sure, mobile optimized website.
Right, mobile
so
site.
You want,
right.
Right. And there's a lot of things to consider, you know, to get that done, but that really should be first and foremost.
What I've been telling my audience is that you may not need, you probably don't need a mobile app, but you absolutely need what I've been calling a mobile site and what you call a mobile optimized site, which I'll have to start using the correct terminology, Deltina. But do you agree with me on that?
Actually, I do. I think it depends a lot on the business. I mean, large brands, you know, and businesses with a lot of traffic and a lot of customer service issues and you know, a lot of retail offers, that sort of thing, that type of business might consider putting out an app.
Mm-hmm.
But a smaller business, it doesn't seem feasible. There's too much competition out there, especially with the advent of so many tools for making your website mobile-friendly. And the reason I say mobile-optimized website is because we're really finally at a point now that we have those tools to make our sites what's called responsive.
Right.
Which means that it adjusts for the smaller screens, depending mm-hmm. on which device accesses it. And so you don't necessarily have to have a separate mobile site now. You just need to find the right tools to help your site become responsive so that it is literally responding right. to the smaller screens.
The reason, one of the practical reasons I think the site should be the first step for anyone is because, number one, it's the easier step, it's the less expensive step, and as you say, if you use the right tools, you may get it all in one with your regular site. Someone actually has been on the show in the past to say that the day is going to come very soon when you won't even develop a regular site. You'll only develop a mobile optimized site. What do you think about that?
I think that's very likely. I do. I mean, I think that more and more, like you say, you know, there are going to be as many smartphones in the world as there are people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's so much more pervasive than even, personal computers or laptops.
Right.
Simply because they're so affordable and also because they are so much easier to get online.
Right. Deltina, I need your website, please.
Okay. Well, right now, DeltinaU.com.
Deltina and letter U.
.com,
and she's the author of the Social Media Survival Guide. That's another book, and then the new book's called The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. Deltina Hay and I will be right back after these messages. More on mobile computing and what it means to you right after these messages. Stay with us. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.